KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, light fog, 23 degrees here in Atlantic, a winter weather advisory in effect for most of the KJAN listening area. For the far west and northwest counties, that'll be until 3 o'clock this afternoon. For Cass and other area counties, that's in effect until midnight. We look for it to be cloudy today, a mixture of light snow, rain, or freezing drizzle. Becoming light snow this afternoon, a high around 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A new emergency notification system will be launched March 1st by the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agencies. Emergency Management Coordinator Robert Kemp says the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Notification System, or ENS, is part of a growing statewide notification system, Alert Iowa. Currently, 90 out of Iowa's 99 counties have or are in the process of implementing this statewide emergency notification system. Alert Iowa was developed by the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management to provide counties with access to a single statewide notification system that provides local control over how and when to disseminate emergency and public safety messages to residents. Adair and Guthrie County EMA will be activating public access to the new system February 1st. The existing Code Red alerting system will remain in place through March 1st as citizens register for the new system, and then that program will be eliminated. Kemp says joining the Alert Iowa system gives us more flexibility in providing alerts to the public, continue to provide automated weather warnings, provide us with more options, and significantly reduce emergency alerting costs for the agencies. Residents will be able to choose the types of alerts they receive. For severe weather watches and warning, alerts can be sent to residents via landline and cell phone, text messaging, and email. In addition, emergency management has been granted access to interface the new system with the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, or IPAWS, to send immediate or other imminent emergency and public safety messages through the EAS, the NOAA Weather Radio, and Wireless Emergency Alert System. Using IPAWS for local alerts will be another method to ensure the most urgent information is delivered to as many residents as possible when an emergency is happening and requires the public to take immediate action. Now, residents of Adair and Guthrie counties can sign up multiple phone numbers and email addresses to receive emergency alerts for their 911 address within the two counties. You can also sign up for alerts that may impact your place of business by registering separately for that address as well. To register for the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Notification System, go to the links under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Representatives will be in each community from 7 until 9 p.m. on different days during the month of February to assist people in signing up. The community schedule includes February 2nd at the Panora Fire Station, February 11th at the Adair Fire Station, February 3rd Guthrie Center Fire Station, on February 15th Bridgewater Fire Station, February 4th and the Orient Fire Station, and February 16th, the Fontenelle Fire Station. More dates and places can be found under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in state news, an inmate who escaped a minimum security facility in Newton has been apprehended. 28-year-old Edward Nathaniel Shorter was found at a Des Moines residence and was taken into custody without incident around 9:30 p.m. Sunday. Iowa State Patrol and the Jasper, Polk, and Marion County Sheriff's Departments began a public search after Shorter didn't report for a routine count to the Newton Correctional Release Center at around 1:50 p.m. Saturday. The Iowa Department of Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta says that Shorter will be transported back to the Newton Release Center. The Iowa DOC says that Shorter is serving a 20-year sentence for two counts of possession of a controlled substance, two counts of prohibited acts controlled substance in Polk County. Des Moines police are investigating after finding a 71-year-old woman dead inside her home. Police said officers were sent to check on the welfare of the woman at around 4:30 a.m. Sunday when they found her dead. She was identified as Norma Jean McNeely. Police say the death is being treated as a homicide, but they haven't released any other details. The high-profile trial of a man charged with killing his wife in 2012 is scheduled to begin next month. 41-year-old Alexander Fazzino's trial is scheduled to begin February 22nd and could last up to 3 weeks. His trial was delayed last year so Fazzino could help his daughter recover from a bone marrow transplant. Fazzino was charged with first-degree murder in the death of Emily Fazzino, who was found dead on a bathroom floor at the couple's home in Boone in January of 2012. Authorities say Fazzino killed his wife because she wanted to divorce him. The case has received significant attention because 32-year-old Emily Fazzino's grandfather founded the Fairway Stores grocery chain. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's latest flirtation with a White House run has set the political world aflutter. But in Iowa, some people are wondering who. Bloomberg's standing with politically savvy Iowans underscores one of his biggest challenges if he were to make a late entrance into the race. The prospect of Bloomberg launching a third-party presidential campaign has been speculated about for years, but he's largely unknown to many Americans and would be entering the race well after his rivals started introducing themselves to potential voters. 7 days remain in the race to secure support in the February 1st Iowa caucuses. The leading presidential candidates in both parties campaigned in Iowa this weekend. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders made multiple stops in the eastern half of the state.
We started this campaign with no money, no political organization, and nobody, none of the media, none of the experts, thought that we were anything more than a fringe candidacy.
Sanders says his campaign is shaking the establishment of the Democratic Party.
And we said we're just going to go out to the American people and we're going to ask them to support us if they want to see a transformation of American society. And that's what they did.
Recent polls have shown Sanders and Clinton locked in a tight race in Iowa. And at some points this weekend, Sanders and Clinton were in the same city at nearly the same time. Clinton is warning audiences that Sanders' call for government-paid universal health care for all would give Republicans room to unravel President Obama's Affordable Care Act.
We are now at 90% coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Seems to me it's a lot easier to get from 90 to 100% than from 0 to 100%.
Clinton is stressing her own commander-in-chief credentials and offering a preview of the general election argument she would make against whomever Republicans nominate.
They don't agree that we need to raise the minimum wage. They don't believe equal pay is a problem. Honestly, I don't know who they're talking to. I see them on television talking to people, and I wonder whether they just hired a bunch of actors and they move them from place to place.
On the Republican side, Donald Trump is expressing increased confidence about winning Iowa and the consequences for Republicans here if he doesn't win.
Iowa hasn't had a winner in 16 years. You picked a lot of losers, folks. Picked a lot of losers.
And Ted Cruz barnstormed the state on Saturday and in a joking way stressed his outsider status.
A blizzard hit Washington. Shut down the government. Mainstream media immediately blamed it on me.
The Iowa caucuses are a party exercise. Party volunteers are lined up to run Democratic caucuses and Republican caucuses in each of Iowa's 1,681 voting precincts. Iowa Democratic Party Chairwoman Andy McGuire says you can go on the party's website, plug in your address, and find out where your caucus will be held.
There's really nothing to be afraid of here. You can register at the door. It really is very easy to caucus.
Iowa GOP Chair Jeff Kaufman touts the new app has been developed to manage the results of each party's caucuses.
Show the nation and media and everyone that we are listening, we're trying to improve this thing, and we're on the cutting edge.
4 years ago, Mitt Romney was declared the winner of the caucuses by 8 votes, but 10 days after all, but 10 days after that is, all but 7 precincts reported their results in a special canvas. Rick Santorum had more votes and was declared the winner. That was after New Hampshire's primary, and Santorum has said the tardy result denied him the bounce of winning Iowa. Kaufman said the canvas will occur within 48 hours this year, so the party's certified results will be known days before New Hampshire's primary. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.